They're not the guide, because don't you see how illogical that would be? You would be all this time without anybody watching over you. And that's not a possibility. What, you have to wait till your grandmother dies before you get help? That doesn't make sense. Oh, I thought my grandfather was my guide. Well, then who was there before? No. Sometimes I'm told that guides will train for what we call in our time hundreds of years to know how to communicate. The guides are the ones that are made flesh, come into life, go back out of life, come into life, the same as you. I bet you there isn't one person in this room that has not been a guide, or will be. Don't you want to be a guide to your guide? And not help them like we felt like we weren't helped? They do help us, I shouldn't say that. But sometimes my guide says to me, she's a virtual fountain of knowledge for everybody else, and I ask her and she says, oh, everything will be all right. What does that mean? You can die and everything's all right, or whatever. Or be in limbo and everything's all right. Now, the angels are a different phylum. They are all look alike. They have different colored skin, but they're all tall, they're all beautiful, and they all are from the same phylum. They never come down into life. They never become flesh. And it goes like this. There are angels, there are archangels, there is the cherubim, the seraphim, there are thrones and principalities. The amazing thing about it is the principalities, according to theologians and people that have had a lot of mystical experiences, that the principalities are probably the highest form of angels. These are what we call God's army. We always think of the archangel. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us into battle. That's fine. But when you really get in bad shape, ask for the principalities. There we go again with the help. Help you what? Who help you? I mean, when you have something that goes wrong, don't you want to go to the supervisor? Don't you want to go to the CEO? Does that mean you don't go to God? Of course not. But you've got all these wonderful minions. And I really hate that word minions is used for like stupid devil stuff. That's dumb anyway. The minions of all the marvelous entities. Cherubim, seraphim, thrones, archangels, and your guide. So I don't care how depressed you get and how alone you feel. You are not. And you say to me, as I've said, well then, if they're really there, why don't they help me more? I don't know how I can explain to you how miserable your life would be if they weren't there. And how much you could have died, how much you didn't make it. You mean to tell me that you haven't had an experience in a car or whatever, and you say, whew, what kind of a close call was that? Where it became almost unreal. What saved me? Your angels, your guides. Can they give you a message? Yes, but more times than not, when the angels came down in the Bible or wherever, more times than not, these were guides. I don't think the angels care. But you never hear of angels speaking like your guides will. So people say, I don't hear my angels. Well, it's hard when they don't speak. Do they have a form of telepathy? Absolutely. But who you really can hear is your guide. Now here's what people get away really cranky about. I don't hear any voices. Well, when you do, you have to go to the doctor. You know, there's medicine for that. It's like people that see auras. Go get your eyes checked. What's wrong with you?